kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong Pasko at Paskong Pasko na sa bahay nila, si Roman Berry. Kamusta, Roman?
Hello! Kumusta po kayo? Mabuti po. Thank you very much, Maridel.
Huli nating usap, lockdown last year, hindi ba?
Hello, we're just going back and forth, aren't we? Cyclic nga.
Yan, pero ngayon, sana'y tuloy-tuloy na ang ating kalayaan.
Kalayaan! Freedom! Do you know what? I think this is wonderful news. We can plan ahead. But I can't know. We've got a lot of activities to really, you know, look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas muna. I'm sorry.
Oo, pero ikaw, busy-busy ka. Nakita ko nitong mga nakaraan, nagpo-post ka ng mga Christmas decors mo. Pero ang maganda dito, mga gawa sa recycled materials.
Ayun na nga. Kasi na-promise ko sa sarili ko ngayon, this year, na kailangan yung carbon footprint natin, you know, we have to be watching out. So I'm really into recycling at saka yung mga past decorations na nandun lang sa storage, ganun, pinalabas na.
Ang pinaka nakakuha ng attention ko ay ang Christmas tree mo na wala totoong puno.
Yung sculptured Christmas tree, yeah. There's a story behind it. Every year, I started when I was in London. Remember, I don't know if you can remember, but we talked about I was in London now. Mm-hmm. You know, for 10 years. Every time we have the delivery ng mga boxes namin, I found a way to recycle them. So I made them into trees. So the tree becomes like an ornament sa bahay, ganon, naging parang hanger stand, coat hanger, ganon, or hat stand, or pot stand. Pero really have that Christmas feel. So every time Christmas comes in, I usually just use the tree. And then I thought when I came back from London, 3 years ago, I started doing that with all the boxes from storage,
mm-hmm.
and we still have it. I still have it. I just have to obviously keep reinforcing it. At saka, I do a little bit of paper mache on top of it, and yeah, it's hard for our listeners to go to and hindi nakikita, but in terms of as a work of, you know, parang recycle pa pero work of art naman, and then you sort of just get on with it and you enjoy doing it.
So yung puno mo, yung Christmas tree mo ngayon, iba to sa Christmas tree mo at clothes hanger mo sa London. Hindi mo na inuwi yon?
Hindi, kasi ano.
Ang laki-laki nun.
Laki nun. You know what I did? We had two house moves in London. I had to do two lots of new trees. But you know what I did? I left it with a charity store. And the charity store used it for decoration and using their, I guess, nagiging ornamental na stand for the jewelry and the ganon. I haven't got photos of those, by the way, but I have to search for it. But when we left London, I literally just gave it to a charity store.
Nakakatuwa.
Really, I know, yeah. Recycled nga.
Tapos, yung tree mo dito, nagawa sa paper mache, ilang araw o linggo o buwan mo ginawa yun? Kasi ang laki-laki na eh.
Oh, my Lord. That took me a week on the 2019 pa yun. And that was a little bit shorter pa nga. And then it just kept growing.
Para siyang dinidiligan.
So this year, I added things like, kasi merong ano, nag-gifting yung mga sometimes you know yung colleagues ko ng box from Dunmurphy's or box ganon, so it kept ko and then I used it to top it up.
Wow, so wala talaga yung nasasayang ano. Tapos yung mga palamuti mo, nakita ko mga origami.
Oh yeah, I love my origami. I got really obsessed with them in London, especially yung parang Sadako and the Thousand Cranes. I really love that storyline. You know, I mean, just
yes.
In case, a theater person ako, so I really got into the birds. And then from there, sabi ko, oh, you know what, I'll just keep recycling yung mga old birds. And I've got old wallpaper, I've got like old card materials na kept pa dito since we left
mm-hmm.
Melbourne and was just in a storage. So I've just been using that. But this year, I thought, ako, origami but butterflies. And I thought, Yeah, let's do it. Butterflies. Butterflies and birds.
Tapos meron ka pa yung parang nilagyan mo ng ilaw.
Yeah, parang so it's like a light stand at saka yung mga fairy lights. Oh, by the way, my fairy lights and LED lights, we had them last 2006. I still have them. And some of them are battery operated. So I just keep, like, I store them after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I sometimes I use them as parang lampshade sa corner, ganon, just for decorations throughout the year. But I think it's just really a great sort of feeling na hindi ka na magsi-search ng mga bagong ornaments kasi you just get creative when you look at what you have in your storage.
So yung puti, kung saan parang dumadapo yung mga ibon, tama ba?
Oh, that's, ano yan? They're fairy lights, pero merong, how do you call? It's a cloth material na parang crinoline.
Parang tool?
Hindi naman. It's like parang iniuse ng mga burunda or petticoat, you know, petticoat underneath.
Yes.
Petticoat.
Uh-uh.
One of those. I don't know how you call them, but they've been made with those. But guess what? That's a gift for me from a friend from Vietnam. And I've sort of kept it since, that was in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kept it since then. I couldn't really get go of it. So that was in London. So I just literally kept it. And this time, I haven't even really shown that at all for the last 2 years. And I just saw it in the box. And I thought, oh, this is good for the butterflies. I think the theatrical mind nga, nagsiset na mga scenes.
Ang galing. Alam mo, pag tinitingnan ko yung mga picture mo sa Facebook page mo, para siyang mga Christmas decor sa department store.
Ah! Salamat.
So kailan...
They're just ideas. They're just imaginations that comes up, but they don't come in quickly.
Pati ang parol mo, ha?
Yun! You know what? I'm gonna be upfront. I really wanted to do parol kasi I get inspired. You know, there was a first time ever in a Disney put out a Christmas ad.
Oh, na may parol.
Na may parol, and I thought this year I was going to really do this traditional, you know, getting back to our roots again. I've been doing that lately anyway, and I just couldn't get the materials. It's like you have to buy that. But I looked at all my stuff first. I always do this every year before Christmas. You look at what you've got, and then you assess, and then you create. And then I saw the boxes, and I thought, you know what? I'll do it on boxes, cut off boxes, and pretend that they're bamboo sticks, and then create it as a structure to begin with. So natayal ko, and then I thought, I'm really happy with that, but I couldn't do the cellophane. You know how they do it? How do they do it in the Philippines, Maridel?
Hindi ako marunong gumawa ng parol.
But this one, I just thought I have sort of wrapping paper na parang gold. So I thought I'll just cover that with that and then leave it.
Ang galing.
It still looks like a parol, diba?
Oo. Ang galing kasi walang nasasayang. At tinatago mo sila lahat para sa susunod na taon. Siguro ang laki ng storage mo.
Yeah, yeah. And apart from maybe the parol, that's new for me. Everything else I've reused, and even to the point of my last Christmas one, that's in my other room, but I'm not showing every room, do I?
Aba, may iba pa pala.
I know. Serendipity pa nga, kasi I didn't know that around this time last year, that was also the time I started doing the decoration, but I didn't even think or look back to whatever date it was, and it pretty much summed up, there was the same time I put up the lights and everything else.
Wow.
So parang yung body ko na ritual na, oh, you have to do the decorations.
Sabi mo nga, tignan mo kung ano ang meron ka, mga kagamitan na meron ka sa bahay, at gamitin mo at maghanap ng inspirasyon?
Correct, yeah. And I think, diba, sometimes na you get na inspiration sa mga shopping center, ganun, or even ngayon, social media has it all the time. Pero I think kung mag-start ka lang ng, you know, if you've been storing things from last year, well, this is what I've done for the past 2 years. You just look at that box. Oh, nandoon ang mga baubles. Oh, nandoon ang fairy lights again. Oh, nandoon ang ganon. And then you sort of go, all right, how do we do this? How do I do this? And then for me, it's actually just making sure na na-layout mo yan. And then, trust me, your creative ideas will fall through. Your imagination will actually, you know, start kicking.
So, ang puhunan mo lang ay panahon at syaga.
Yan. At saka lockdown sa Melbourne. So, we had time a little bit to think a little bit before actually we got started to have the restrictions lifted, which we're really happy about. I'm happy about. But the one thing that's really keeping me going with the inspiration, yung tree na yan. And I think I'm really quite grateful na I started a ritual like that, even since, you know, when you finish with storage boxes, just don't throw it away. Create something from it.
So
if you can.
Yan ang puno na tumutubo bawat Pasko.
Correct. And the whole year, because that's always in the corner.
Ah, hindi mo siya tinatago.
Yung tree na yan is always in the corner. And I put plants na parang ivy, ganon. You just put it in the side, or like I said, I put sometimes a bulb in there, like a lampshade, a table lamp.
So multi-purpose pala yan, ang punong iyan.
Yeah, and if you can do it that way, then you know, parang you can use it the whole year. I've even used it to hang yung mga, especially umuulan. I just put the clothes there in a hanger. Malapit na naman.
Naging sampayan din palang puno.
Yun na nga.
Nakakatuwa naman ang punong yan. At siguro gumagalaw rin yan sa mga iba't ibang sulok ng bahay mo.
Yeah. Siguro the whole mga corners, you know, the corner of each room. Nah, I've got a very specific corner for that at the moment. Kasi ano, it's grown a bit, Maribel.
So, yan ang puno na nag-iibang anyo bawat pagpapalit ng vlog panahon.
Exactly. Nako, in terms of, I don't know what the percentages are, but I think I probably have another, say, you know, 12 years out of that tree. that will help at least cut trees out there in the landfill. It's like a, you know, just, I think it's a tree that you can use for anything.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, if you can do something like that, you're helping out at the environment as well, I think.
Maraming salamat sa pagbahagi mo ng kwento sa likod ng mga Christmas decors mo, Roman Mary, at Merry Christmas.
Maraming salamat sa time na ito. Saka maligayang Pasko sa lahat. Advance!
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.